We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Irish Breakdown Podcast. My name is Vince D'Addario. That guy is Brian Driscoll. We are back. It is Tuesday. We're into the summer schedule. Normally, you guys are tuning in on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock we're going to discuss the depth chart of a certain position, break it down, where's Notre Dame at, how do they match up, you know, all of these different things. But today, folks, today is a little bit different. We got something special planned for today because obviously there was a commitment last night of Kedrid Young, running back out of Texas, another Texas recruit for Notre Dame, which we're going to get into here in a little bit. But that was a big commitment for Notre Dame, their second running back in the class. And I know they were very selective about who that was going to be. And everybody, including myself, I don't want to speak for Brian, myself, is very excited about this particular young man. And then within the last, 2 minutes, there was another commitment. And so we were planning on this being a commitment show, but now it's a 2-for-1 sale.
And we kind of teased it a little bit. And, you know, said there might be a little special topic to discuss. Right. We weren't sure if he's going to go at 1 or 2 o'clock, but we knew that Styles was going to go during the show at some point.
We were trying to plan it out so that, you know, we'd be ready for when the announcement happened, but then it happened as we were saying, let's go live. So this is going to be a double commitment show. Styles Prescott, is it a hard D? Prescott, whatever. I apologize to the young man. It's a D. So he's an offensive tackle from Hamilton Southeastern High School here in the great state of Indiana. So a double commitment show. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to jump into it. We're going to talk about the backstory, the commitment, the class impact, all that fun stuff, go through the film, and we're going to do it twice because twice is nice. And then we'll throw in a mailbag at the end because that's because we love you. And that's what you want, which we're going to give the people what they want. So
that's right,
Brian. This is going to be a lot of fun today. I haven't done a commitment show with you in a while. I love watching film with you, by the way. Yeah. And so I'm excited. I watched the film and I'm like, I feel like I'm cheating. Like I don't want to watch the film before I do it with Brian. So
gotta be prepared, man. Gotta be prepared.
Right. So I was doing that while I was at my other drum, having a good time. So we're going to jump right into it. We'll go in chronological order. Right. So let's talk about Kedrid Young first. Like I said, running back out of Lufkin High School out of Texas, the third Texas commit in this class, 7th, I believe, in the last 2 years. So
correct.
Hitting the state of Texas pretty hard here, which I love. And get a good back here. This is an intriguing back for me based on who they have already in this class. And who they have now. It's a nice marriage, I think, in the backfield in this class.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Well, it's an interesting backstory too, Vince, because it the whole needing the second back thing went from being a want to a need during Kedren's recruitment. So when you had Logan Diggs, you had Audric Estime, you knew at least one of them was going to leave after the season, but you'd still have the other for 2024, most likely, or you thought there's a good chance. You had Jadarian Price, you had Jabron Payne, who was in the midst of a really good spring. You obviously landed Jeremiah Love, who's a dude. Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price in back-to-back classes, if they're healthy, is outstanding. Right. And then you go out and get Aeneas Williams. And so you're saying, okay, if there's a second back that we like, we can go for him. And then very early on, I think Notre Dame offered Kedren, I think in like January.
Yeah.
And he was sort of the top guy on the board for a long time. And it was, you know, but it was, again, you're recruiting a want, not a need. Well, then Logan Diggs transfers. Right. And the want becomes a need. And so then, of course, guess what? Nothing changes because they had been recruiting him hard to be for a while when it comes to Kedren. Now, what changed is at that moment, they had to expand the board a little bit because they needed a second back. So it was kind of like they liked Anthony Carey and Kedren Young. Kedren Young was their top back. If they couldn't get one of those two, they were good. They weren't going to necessarily use that second scholarship unless they could get a guy they really liked. Once Logan Diggs left, then they needed to expand the board. Sure. And so then Xavier Robinson gets on the board, who Notre Dame also liked a lot. And so I think as you go through the process, my understanding is Kedren wanted to take some other visits coming up, even though
he had them scheduled
for a while. Notre Dame has been, he had one scheduled to A&M. He had one scheduled to TCU. He told me he was going to take one to Texas Tech. But I really felt like, and we've said this before in the past, that getting him up, like he was supposed to come for an unofficial visit in the spring, couldn't make it up, injured his hamstring and track, and obviously couldn't make, because of his track schedule otherwise, couldn't make a visit. I felt that if he made a visit in the spring, this one was going to be done quickly because this kid is a perfect Notre Dame fit at running back. I mean, agreed. Yes, football talent we'll dive into, but his mom's an educator. I think I said yesterday, I saw a tweet how she was like, you know, named Educator of the Year, one of the educators, believe it or at her school.
That's awesome.
After she was presenting the award for it, which also says something. I just saw a couple pictures that she tweeted out. Very academic oriented family. Football obviously is important to this young man, but he's just one of those well-rounded people that Notre Dame is able to go out and get. And they're finding more and more and more of these kids in Texas, which is big. You know, the Braylon Jameses, the Jaden Greathouses, the Caleb Smiths, the Micah Bell, who's a phenomenal student, had Ivy League offers. And now you have Kedren Young. And so he was the top guy for a while, Vince. But he comes on his visit. I don't know if he planned on committing, and but it just was one of the things where it just fit, and it happened pretty quickly. So mm-hmm. I had the thought that maybe the, and I haven't been able to get this confirmed, but the fact that there was a lot of rumblings that Xavier Robinson, who was going to start a visit tomorrow for the kid from Oklahoma, liked Notre Dame a lot and was on the verge of committing after his visit. I don't know if that impacted Kedron or not. All I know is the visit, the commitment happened pretty quickly. It was in the middle of the visit, not post-visit. And so then he was going to announce it Thursday. So I just got done mowing the lawn last night, Vince. And if you could have seen the backyard of my backyard last night, it was like half of it was like an Amazon jungle. It was ridiculous.
It looks like mine now. It looks like mine now because I got to get
like this high because we're dealing with a weed problem in the backyard, and it was terrible. Like, so half of it I mowed last week, and then I couldn't mow the other half because we had a bunch of, you know, it was just crazy. Yeah. I had to do that. And so I get inside, I'm about to hop in the shower, and boom, Kedron Young commits. I'm like, all right, let's go. So it happened a little bit quicker than we anticipated, but he committed during the visit. Notre Dame was fired up. And of course, that's why we talked about this yesterday. That's why Notre Dame canceled Xavier Robinson's visit.
Yeah.
Because this one was a done deal. So the backstory is very interesting in that regard. But honestly, Notre Dame's been in a great position with this one for a long time.
Sure.
Because he's just a great Notre Dame fit. And this is what I tell people. There's a lot of kids like this out there. There are. You've got to put in the work, and you've got to put a product on the field that attracts them.
And you can't listen to the spin that those guys are so few and far between, yeah. And those are the only guys that you can – I mean, you know, and I don't want to go down that road, but there are more of these guys out there than people realize or that people are led to believe by other people. And it's – and that part was frustrating to me because I know and you know and anybody that is in the business knows – those kids are out there, but you do have to work a little harder to either find them or recruit them or whatever. And it shows a lot about what this staff has done to make sure that they are finding those guys. And they're finding them in fertile recruiting areas, by the way, that have pretty lofty offer lists as well. So, I mean, those guys are there. You just got to do your homework. And I love that this staff is doing that.
They are. And we'll dive into this later, but Deal McCullough is absolutely killing it right now. I mean, just absolutely crushing it right now, which we'll dive into. When you look at this commitment, Vince, obviously we talked a little bit about the need at the position.
Right.
I think when you look now, I think I've been saying that a lot lately. Like, I think like I'm prefacing something and it's my opinion. Of course, it's my opinion. I'm going to work on that, folks. I promise you. I'm going to try to get rid of that phrase. I think I don't know where the heck that came from. I was going to say, I think something, but I was wouldn't have worked. But look, when you look at the need, we talked about the need. It was the need for a second back, but it's not just getting a second back. You needed a specific type of second back. And when you look at the backs that this staff was recruiting, Vince, it was more bell cow type backs. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys that can be that more of that every down back. Because when you look at Jeremiah Love, I think Jeremiah Love can be a lead back, but he's a do-it-all lead back. He's a catch the ball in the backfield. Out, you know, home run hitter type of guy. I don't know that he's a guy you want to carry like 25 times a game, right? And I use that a bit hyperbolically. Nobody carries the ball 25 times a game now, but right. You get the point that I'm making, right? When you look at Aeneas Williams, similar deal, outstanding all around. I mean, kid had almost 1,300 yards receiving as a sophomore, Vince, Aeneas Williams. So you get a lot of Golden Tate, Kyron Williams vibes with him, you know, with just a running back that has like receiver skill. Now he couldn't move to receiver the way that Golden Tate did, but could he end up someday if the need is there on offense to do what Chris Tyree is doing? Absolutely. He has that kind of skill. He's shifty. He's got good speed, not home run speed. He's strong. He catches the ball exceptionally well. He can run routes. So again, another sort of all around back. Well, what they really hadn't signed since the class of Audric Estime and Logan Diggs. Well, actually, Jadarian Price is that way, but there's a question with his health.
Sure.
The last two classes, you 23 and 24, you didn't have sort of that lead back, that bell cow back that you need to complement those more dynamic type of players. And that's why you saw Kedron Young, Anthony Carey, and Xavier Robinson. You know, Anthony Carey's a small guy on the list. He was 6 foot, like 205, 210. Kedron's at 5'11", listed anywhere from 210 to 220. And Xavier Robinson's like 6'2", 230. So that there was a what that's kind of what they were looking for. And it's important to find the need, Vince. But when you can get your need met with your top guy on the board,
yeah,
that's huge.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what they did with Keijan Young. Look, this is just the reality. He's been my top guy on the board forever, but he's been Dylan McCullough's top guy on the board since they offered him, I believe, back in January.
Yeah, that's what I read, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the important part, Vince, is when you can fill your class out with your top targets at those positions, that's huge. And so they got their number one all-purpose back in this class. They got their number one lead back in this class. It doesn't get much better than that. Forget all the rankings and all that, although On3 is very high on Keijan Young. They have him number 82 player in the country. It was about where I would have him. He's in that 75 to 90 range for me is where he would fall based on his graded Irish breakdown. So big-time pickup. As far as the overall class impact, Vince, he's also the fourth player in the offensive class to earn a top 100 grade from Irish breakdown. So obviously joined CJ Carr, Cam Williams, and Isaiah Kanyon are the other three. The receiver Isaiah Kanyon out of Georgia, the other three that have top 100 grade. And he's also, I believe, the fifth offensive player in the entire class to receive a top 100 grade by at least one service. So CJ Carr obviously is top 100 by all but one service. Cam Williams, I believe, is a consensus top 100 recruit. Isaiah Kanyon is a top 100 recruit by On3. Keijan Young is a top 100 recruit by On3. And then Peter Jones is a top 100 recruit according to Rivals. So Notre Dame has 10 players committed on the offensive class, including Stiles Young. Five of them are ranked as top 100 recruits by at least one service. So that's really impressive. And all of them, I believe, Jack Larson might be the exception now. Let me just check Jack's ranking real quick. But all of them are ranked as a top 250 player by at least one service. No, they all are, because Jack's ranked number 139 by ESPN. So all 10 of their top 200 of their 10 offensive commits are ranked as top 250 players by at least one service. Keijan is ranked as such not only by On3, but Rivals also ranks him as the number 213 player in the country as well. So you're getting recruiting impact. You're getting state that you really want to hit. You're getting a lot of Southern flavor that they've been looking for on offense in this class. When you look at, obviously, Aeneas being from Missouri, somewhat Southern, but you've got him from Texas. You've got Isaiah Kanyon from Georgia, Jack Larson from North Carolina, Micah Gilbert from North Carolina. Let me see, Micah Gilbert, what's his ranking? So, yeah, he is also ranked as a top 250 player by two outlets. So every single one of your kids is ranked as a top 250 player by at least one service.
That's
a lot of depth and a lot of quality. And Keijan Young only adds to that, Vince. And again, as I said, a guy that on the Irish breakdown board grades as a top 100. He's actually the number three offensive player in the class for me overall. Well, actually, so the top four offensive players in the class all rank ahead of anyone they have on defense right now. So if you're in the top four on offense right now, because I don't have any of the defensive players in the top 100, although Cole Mullins and Logan Thomas are very close to being top 100 guys for me. They're like a few points off of being top 100 guys, and I expect them to be top 100 guys in their senior seasons. You know, unless they regress, I expect that to be the case. So all right now, the high-end quality on this class is on offense. It's mm-hmm. really shaping out to be an outstanding offensive class, Vince. It really is.
Well, it's exciting because obviously the last couple of recruiting classes have skewed a little defensive, right? I mean, not that they didn't have talent on offense, but as a whole, they've skewed defense, which is great.
Well, and some of those offensive classes that they had really good players, there was always like something missing. So 2022 class, you got a really good two running backs. You got a really good offensive line class. You got a great tight end class. And the best player in your class was your receiver, Tobias Merriweather, but you didn't get an impact quarterback.
You only had one.
And you're like, yes, exactly. You know, 2021, you know, you ended up being a pretty darn good class at several different positions with guys. And, you know, so that one was a better one. But you haven't been able to kind of have the 2020 had some really high level players, but you came up short numbers. So they've never been able to stack back to back offensive classes together. Sure. And they're in the process of doing that right now. Yeah, there's one more need. I think they need one more offensive lineman. They want one more tight end in Carter Nelson. But you're on the verge of really taking this thing to a really special level when it comes to it. And they're adding a player like Keijan Young is a big part of that, Vince.
Absolutely. And I do want to throw this up there because I do think this has a lot to do with it outside of what the coaches are doing. Quinn makes a good point. This is what happens when you get a CJ Carr.
Yeah.
He's the, I mean, when you get an elite quarterback in your class and you get him as early as they did, 100%. That's what happens.
You get one of these quarterback vents, right? I mean, when you get a gap closer quarterback, it's going to have a big impact. It really is.
So, I mean, Quinn, you're right on the money there. There's no doubt. And you put that together with the job that the coaches are doing as well. And this is the product that you get. And it's super exciting. So, are we ready to jump into the film room with Mr. Young? Because I turned on his highlights and this boy knows how to tote the rock.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And when you figure, you know, he's doing this in Texas, and so you know that he's doing it against pretty, you know, decently high-level competition. And you're going to see, you know, we talk about him being a bell cow back, and you talk about his size and things like that. The thing that jumped off the screen to me, and we're going to see it, is that he's also got the speed. Like, he runs away from guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's go ahead and bring that up, Vince. That's because you're going to see that. You got to be kidding me. They're StreamYard's jacking around today. Of course, now they're going to have it be a problem. There we go. Okay. Trying a different way. So I had to go different angles, Vince, but you know what? I got it done.
You always do.
So the first, I mean, you're going to see the first play. First of all, great production in a really good area. That's the thing about these Texas recruits are getting, Vince, is they're getting them from really good areas.
Look at that.
They're not playing
a junior in high school, that picture of him with the guns. And
I know. He is a pretty jacked up guy. First thing you're going to see, look at the size. Look at the thick lower legs. Right. Look how thick he is in the lower body. But look how nimble he is, right? This is the thing that you're going to see. You're going to see a 5'11", 210 to 220-pound kid. That's got great balance. Look at that leg drive. I mean, just the strength that he brings to the table. It's really absurd. And he's still going. I mean, he's still going. So you follow that clip, Vince, with this.
Yeah.
And you're like, seriously, this is a dude, right? So you just saw him running through the entire defense. And then the very next clip, he houses it from 99. And you see the speed.
Look at him run away from guys.
He's running an 11-1 100-meter dash, which is for a kid as a sophomore. He ran an 11-1 as a sophomore. So he's probably around 11 flat, under 11, 10-9-ish right now for a guy that's 220 pounds. This is the thing you love. Like, obviously, this is really good speed and all that. But the thing about him, Vince, is like, look, yes, he's got size and power and all that kind of stuff. But in college football, you're not going to Earl Campbell everybody. Right. Or if you are, you're going to average 3.5 yards a carry. You've got to be a guy that can slash as well. And the thing I love, a buddy of mine says he reminds him a lot of those old school Denver Bronco runners back in the 90s and 2000s when like Denver was just putting out like 1,000-yard rushers every year. That one cut, that slasher type. And he's right about this. He's got that. But look at this. He's working laterally. He's working to the perimeter on this. And then just that quick, easy, natural plan.
Just put that right foot in the ground.
It's great vision. Oh, yes. 100% Vince. But look how quickly he gets downhill, right? But the vision part, Vince, explain that, because this, you're absolutely right. To be able to make a move this quick, you've got to have a great feel for the game.
Well, absolutely. And this is basically what are they running here? I mean, it looks a little bit like zone. They're pulling the one lineman to kick out, but it's basically a zone, and he's looking for that crease.
It looks like it's going to be just like a wrap. You know, but it looks like they're going outside, right? So they're going to bring that guard, backside guard outside. They got the back to the side leading outside. This is going to be like an off-tackle play.
But they,
that has to hit a lot quicker.
But that end comes too far up the field.
Right.
So what does Young do? He puts his right foot in the ground, sees a hole, and just hits it fast.
But the thing is, there isn't a hole yet. That's the crazy thing, because this guard gets held up by the center, right? Watch that. The guard is slow getting over, but he knows the guard's coming. And he knows where the guard's going to be. And then, like, when he starts to make his cut, the guard hasn't passed him yet.
Right.
But he knows he's going to.
And then he goes off the guard's butt. I mean,
and then just gets vertical.
If we had the end zone view of this, you would almost see his right shoulder pad brush the tush of the guard that was passing him. That's how quick and, you know, pointed that is. And right there on that mesh. That's why I love
this patience right here, Vince. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, what's going on? And then just his second level, his ability to read the second level and his second level anticipation is really good.
Right.
But look at that burst. If he's a little slower, that guy's getting him.
Yes.
But he's so strong. It's not just that he's strong. He beats that guy to the spot. Like, that guy's left grasping for the jersey. That's explosiveness. Yeah.
And he gets a little bit of the jersey. He gets a tug on the jersey. And that's going to bring a lot of guys down, to be honest with you. Or it's going to slow him down enough that it's going to be over. He runs right through that.
Yeah.
And then runs away from
everybody else. I love the swagger at the end of the turn. I know some people don't like that. I love that stuff. Like, come on now. Look at this. Artie sees that this guy's coming through. Look at this. He knows, like, okay, I gotta. This is a counter, right? This is what this play looks like. It looks like a counter, okay? Some kind of back, maybe backside ISO. Looks like, to me, just a little wrap type of play with the second back. But he's going to go downhill and then bounce it back. But he sees this guy unblocked, and he just quickly sees it and runs away from him and gets outside. Just the feel. Like, look, it's one, you know, running back is a position where if you got the tools, you got the tools, right? It's just, it's a natural position. But to really be a great running back in college, you have to have you have to be smart as well. You have to have a great feel for the game, and this kid does.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He doesn't catch the football a lot, Vince, but in the few times he does show me good hands. But this, what I like about this play, this is one of those ones where you see his balance. Low throw, catches it, right? And then quickly gets back up, makes a move, splits that defense, gets his legs hit, but he just stays up and he keeps going. Yeah, you talk about strength on that play. I don't care how strong you are, though. If you don't have great balance and flexible ankles, you're going down there. You're falling down, or you're getting tacked, or you're going down. And he's able to get up and quickly accelerate. The athleticism of this kid is very underrated, Vince. And I think that's where some people are missing the boat with him. Like, he takes this outside zone all the way to the backside.
Right.
Like, okay, number one, this doesn't happen much in college. So the projection there, like, you won't see him making a lot of runs like this. But the fact that he saw it and did it at whatever level just shows you the kind of intelligence as a back that this kid brings to the table, Vince. Mm-hmm. He's really impressive. He's a really impressive back. Like, I love this. I love that he sets this block up right here. Like, this guy's in the hole.
Running back coming around. Yes.
Yeah. Boom. This guy's in the hole. He can't outrun him to the outside because the guy has free reign. He's got him out leveraged. So just to have that patience to let that block set up, and then you see just then the talent
look at
takes
that,
over.
Right there. Bam.
This play has no business being a 45-yard touch. It has no business. It has very little business being much more than a 3-yard gain.
Absolutely.
But he just runs through a little ankle tackle, and then just this dip and rip right here is what I love. But just the balance that the guy puts a pretty good lick on him, Vince. Doesn't wrap up. He bounces back and then just hits the ground and accelerates. That's tremendous balance. And the acceleration too, Vince, is a very important part for a back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is a reason why that initial burst. And that's a reason why, Vince, when you remember Josh Adams, why Josh sometimes had trouble when there wasn't a lot of initial room, because Josh had great acceleration, but he didn't have a great initial burst, you know? And so if the hole wasn't there, Josh sometimes would have a little bit of trouble really eking out yards. This kid's a completely different back. You know who my comp is for him, Vince? And this is another one of those ones where this is just about speed. Right. Do you know who my comp is for him? My comp for him is Javonte Williams from North Carolina.
Okay.
Who's now the starting running back for Denver Broncos.
Right.
Like I said, talk about speed. Like, you're talking about, you said he runs away from people.
Speed. This is just pure speed. Look at him just outrun those
23
guys.
Is like, yeah, this ain't happening.
You can tell when the helmet kind of goes back like this.
Yeah. So, I mean, you see a lot of good things here. Runs with good pad level, Vince. We haven't mentioned this. He runs with good base. He doesn't run high, but he also doesn't run unnecessarily low. But just look at the balance here. Look at the quickness. Look at the agility. The feet. He's got great feet. That's such an important aspect for a running back. Like, Kyren Williams wasn't really big, wasn't super, super powerful. He wasn't fast. But you know what Kyren had? Great feet. Great feet. And that's what made him so effective at Notre Dame. This kid has that, but I would argue this kid's faster, and this kid's obviously bigger and stronger than Kyren was at the same time. I love that block. We don't see him do a lot of this.
I love the fact that he put this on his highlight film. You know, I put a block on there. Let's see what you got. And he did. Right. And he did what he needed to do. And there's another one coming up here in a little bit, too.
This is a great read, too, Vince, because this guy shoots inside. So he sees cloth here, right? They're running outside zone. He sees cloth. So he knows he's got to get outside. Immediately bends it outside. Like, just immediately. If he stays on the track he's supposed to be coached to do,
right,
he's getting tackled.
Right there. Yeah.
And then gets outside. You see him following his blockers. And then boom, puts it in the ground and goes vertical. The only thing I'd like to see here is put the ball in the other arm. That's the only that's my only criticism on that play. I always put the ball in the outside arm. But other than that, I mean, that's textbook just how to handle an inside penetration on outside zone.
Seriously.
Bounce it and then immediately get vertical when you see the hole. There's a lot to – I mean, fundamentally sound, Vince. And the thing is, look how – like, this isn't a play. This is a draw. This isn't supposed to be a play where you show off great footwork efficiency. But this guy shows great footwork efficiency, Vince. No wasted movement. Everything has a purpose. Little hop. The timing on the hop is impressive, right? Gets it, gets vertical, quick cut, one cut, bounces it. Like, this kid is perfectly suited for duo and inside zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was created in a lab to run duo and inside zone with his physicality, but more so, Vince, this is the other block you're talking about. But more so, and this one is, I love this. He goes low. This is smart.
Cut. He goes low, and then I believe this is the one where he follows the quarterback too. He gets up and continues to block.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Takes out a big boy.
Yeah.
That's great effort.
Yes.
Great effort.
Yes.
Yeah. So I love the fit that he has for the system too, Vince. This is another smooth run right here. Just, he gets skinny here. You see that? How he gets skinny? How he dips that? Does that little? When you talk about getting skinny, it's basically like a lean in with the ball. And you kind of
turn your shoulders a little bit so that you're not like this and you're more like this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he just does that. He's natural, Vince. Like, he's a natural football player. He just gets it. And then, of course, there's plays like this where it's like, this isn't supposed to work. I'm just better than you.
That's just pure talent. He should have been tackled for a loss. That should have been TFL.
Yeah.
That's a touchdown.
I'm just a better football player than you are.
Right.
So, and I've had a chance to talk to him a little bit, Vince, and like, he's a really nice, polite kid, comes from a great background, but he also has that fire on the football field that you want too, that physicality. Look at that balance.
That's
gosh, that's insane.
The three-legged drill
that's
right
there. That's insane. Like, just to, that also, okay, balance is great, but when I talk about hip, ankle flexibility, that's it right there. If you have stiff ankles, you cannot stay up on that, Vince. You can't. And he stays up and gets back going and then is able to power his way for a first down. That should be a tackle for loss.
Jeez.
Like, seriously. He should be tackled 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and he ends up gaining 10 on it. 11 on it.
Yeah.
So, and again, this is a kid that's playing a good level of football. This isn't him playing out in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean? This is a kid that has a lot. This kid plays good football. He's not playing like the best football in the state of Texas, but this kid's playing good football. You know, so he's
just burst right through them up the middle.
Yeah, he's impressive.
The guy in front's excited.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a lot of the same stuff, Vince. I mean, you watch him in high school; he's not exactly running constantly through these wide open holes, right? So, like when you watch Xavier Robinson's film, who's a very good player. He's just running through these giant holes, and then he's, you know, showing impressive ability as well. This is a kid that makes a lot of – I mean, this, again, this, to set up this defender this way, this is a really impressive play. But this doesn't – you can't think about this. You just got to feel it. This defender's coming down. He does that little dead leg thing, gets the guy to pause. This is a Lee Becton move right here, Vince. That's what that is. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a Lee Becton dead leg right there. I love that.
Yep. Love just that. Leave them grasping. Just
yeah, this kid's impressive. Oh, they're playing at Texas A&M Commerce. I didn't even notice that. Look at the feet here. Right. Look at the quickness. He's staying on his path. He's a very disciplined runner, Vince. Like he doesn't get off track until he has to. You know, I do like that. Sees that, bam, hits that. That guy's unblocked. This defensive lineman is unblocked. This defensive end, nobody blocks him. And he just makes a miss. I mean, that's just, and he's still going. This kid's really impressive. I think some of you who maybe haven't seen the film or haven't watched a lot of the film, you're seeing why I had this kid as a number three, or as a top 100 player. Is this, what's this? Why has he got a funky number?
I was just thinking the same thing. That's why I kind of leaned in to look.
Yeah.
It could have ripped, or he could have gotten blood on it, or something like that.
Like a scrimmage, maybe, or something. I don't know. The whole jersey looked funky. Nice read. Gets outside the block. Gets vertical, and then you see, very nice block by that receiver.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is impressive back.
This is just fun to watch.
We don't see him catch the ball a ton. That's my only. I wish we could see more.
Right.
You know, but he's got the skills. I think everybody sees it. He's got the skills, Vince. Just overall thoughts and impression of him as a football player.
Oh, I mean, like you said, I think he's tailor-made for what Notre Dame wants to do offensively. I think he's patient, but then he can go 0 to 60 so fast. Like he sees it, he hits it. And that's not something that can necessarily be taught. I've coached a lot of running backs. You've coached a lot of running backs. You either have that or you
coach an All-American running back.
Right.
I mean, what I was told, Vince, by my offensive coordinator, because I never played running back. I was a quarterback. Sure. I played receiver. It was my first second year as a coach, but first where I was actually the full-time position coach. And his comment to me was, you need to focus on technique up until the point the ball's handed off. So you're teaching technique. You're teaching, aiming points. You're teaching efficient footwork. You're teaching proper taking the ball. But once the ball is put into that kid's hands, shut up. Let him play.
Yes.
Now, we would work on drills to enhance the technical part. So we'd run like ladder drills so they could practice those moves.
Sure.
But you don't coach it. He's just got to feel it.
You see the natural talent here, though. With Kedren, you see the natural talent. You see, yes, there's some things that can be cleaned up, some path and things like that. But he's a junior in high school, so that's to be expected, right? But you can't teach the vision that he sees. When he sees a hole, he puts his right foot in the ground and then just hits it and then goes and runs away from everybody. That's God-given. That's God-given ability. And that's what's exciting about this kid. Like the home run capability is very exciting. The opportunity to make a very small hole into something. And that's where I see Josh Adams. One of the things he was really good at, it didn't have to be a big hole.
Yeah.
As long as there was a little crease, he hit it by like that. Yeah. There's a similarity there for me. He doesn't need a big gaping hole like that you and I would need to run through. He just needs it to get skinny and boom, nail it, and then put his foot in the ground and go. So this is an exciting pickup for Notre Dame, and I know that they were picky on who they wanted for their second back in this class, and I think he's a perfect complement to the Williams kid for sure.
And I liked all the backs they had. I liked Anthony Carey a lot. I liked Xavier Robinson. I did. They're both very good backs, and had Notre Dame landed either one of them, I'd have been happy. But this is clearly the number one back on the board.
Yeah.
Very, very clearly the number one back on the board.
Sure.
So now, Vince, and here's where you're at. It's June 6th. Notre Dame is now, if you're dealing McCullough, you've got your back. So you got to make sure you keep them both happy and in the class and engaged and all that. But now he gets a start on 2025 recruiting.
Crazy.
And it's not really fair. You know, that Dylan McCullough gets a head start on recruiting next year's class. It really isn't. But, you went and got it done. You went and got two really good football players. And now Notre Dame is in a situation where he can now focus on next year's class. When we usually do sort of these what's next type of situations. And what's next now is you need one most likely. Now, again, there could be some injuries and some things
which could adjust the prompt board.
You needing two. But right now the need is one. And they've already offered some big time backs. Gideon Davidson, Jordan Davison, Usmane Chroma. There's some really good backs on the board already. And now you get to focus on who's your best fit and who, mm-hmm. who's the player you want the most. And so that's where Notre Dame's focus is going to be. I'm going to say this to all of you fans as well. If you like watching film, watch Kedron Young's sophomore film as well. Like it's fun. You see like spin moves on that one, like that we, you know what I mean? Like it was just, it's also really, and, but it's more of the same. It's big play, big play, yeah. big play, big play. It's not as long as his junior film, but it's still really impressive. I'm looking forward to seeing what this kid is going to be this year. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what he can do.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.